excuse me, ma'am. It's Phoebe.
Okay, would that be all?
They're twins. Phoebe's Phoebe. Ursula's hot. It's for Ursula.
Sure, yeah. Okay, good.
Marcel, give Rossi the remark.
No.
How did she
do this?
It's
just
an Ursula thing. So, he's going out there. I mean, it really so terrible. You don't know my sister.
I mean, you've got to talk to Joey. He's falling in love with her.
You're not going to lose him.
They haven't even slept together yet. I mean, that's not serious.
Oh. Yeah. May we help you?
My friend here was taking down our Christmas lights and she fell off the balcony and may have broken her foot or ankle or something.
My God, you still have your Christmas lights up?
Build it down and bring it back to me.
Okay. All right. Name. Rest. Okay. In case of emergency call,
you.
No. Well, now, wait a second. What did I just put as my case of emergency person?
Well, all right, then forget it. I will just go home.
Ow, ow, ow. Okay, come here. Take this.
Thank you.
Thank you, I love you. Hi. I'm going to need a new set of these forms.
Why?
I'm really an idiot. You see, I was filling out my friend's form, and instead of putting her information, I put mine.
You are an idiot.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
I had a dream last night where I was playing football with my kids.
Yes, nice.
No, with him. I'm on this field, and they hike me, the baby. And I know I've got to do something, because the Tampa Bay defense is coming right at me.
Tampa Bay's got a terrible team.
Right, but it is just me and the baby, so I'm thinking they can take us. And so I just heave it downfield.
What, are you crazy as a baby?
You should take the sack.
Anyway, suddenly I'm downfield, and I realize that I'm the one who's supposed to catch it, right? Only I know there is no way I'm going to get there in time, so I am running, and I'm running, and that is when I woke up. See, I am so not ready to be a father.
Hey, you're going to be fine. You're one of the most caring, most responsible men in North America. You're going to make a great dad. Yeah, Ross, you and the baby just need better blocking. Oh, have either one of you guys ever been to the Rainbow Room? Is it real expensive?
Well, only if you order stuff.
I'm taking Ursula tonight. It's her birthday.
Whoa. What about Phoebe's birthday?
What's that?
Oh. Tonight.
Oh, man. What are the odds of that now?
You take your time.
There it is. So what are you going to do? What can I do? Look, I don't want to do anything to screw it up with Ursula.
And your friend Phoebe?
Well, if she's my friend, hopefully she'll understand. I mean, wouldn't you guys?
Man, if you tried something like that on my birthday, you'd be staring at the business end of a hissy fit.
Saffron and McDonald's.
Okay, Monica.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Hi. This is my friend Rachel. Hi.
Hi. Rachel, I'm Dr. Mitchell.
And I'm his friend, Dr. Rosen.
Aren't you a little cute to be a doctor?
Excuse me?
I meant young. Young to be a doctor. Oh, good, Rachel. Thank you. Right.
So he said it was just a plane, and that was it.
You left out the stupid part.
Not stupid. The very cute doctor asked us out for tomorrow night,
and I said yes.
I think it's totally insane. I mean, they work for the hospital. It's like returning to the scene of the crime.
Yes. I say we blow off the date.
What?
Monica,
they are cute. They are doctors. Cute doctors. Doctors who are cute.
All right, what have we learned so far?
What the hell are you doing? You scared the crap out of me.
Was that the case?
Yeah. I got a lemon smush.
Come on, she'll be here any minute.
Hope it's okay.
Happy birthday, Peehee.
Maybe we can make a bee out of one of those roses.
Yeah, we'll just use our special cake tools.
What's going on?
Did you see Betty?
I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't mind having a piece of the sun-dried tomato business. 5 years ago, if somebody had said to me, here's a tomato that looks like a prune, I'd have said, get out of my office.
Dad, before I was born, did you freak out at all?
I'm not freaking out. I'm just saying it's somewhere. That come to me with the idea that...
Dad. I'm talking about the whole baby thing. Did you ever get this sort of panicky, oh my God, I'm going to be a father kind of a thing?
No. Your mother really did the work. I was busy with the business. I wasn't around that much. Is that what this is about?
No, Dad, I was just wondering.
It's time to make up for that. We can do stuff together. You always wanted to go to that Colonial Williamsburg. How about we do that?
Thanks, and really, I don't... You know, I just needed to know, when did you start to feel like a father?
Oh. Well, I guess it must have been the day after you were born. We were in the hospital room. Your mother was asleep. And they brought you in and gave you to me. You were this ugly little red thing. And all of a sudden, you grabbed my finger with your whole fist. And you squeezed it so tight. And that's when I knew. So you don't want to go to Williamsburg?
Well, we can go to Williamsburg.
Eat your fish.
Well, Chuck,
Rachel, the cute doctors are here.
Okay, come in.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Here, we brought wine. Okay, this is from the cellars of Ernest and Tova Borgnine, so...
Oh, that's great. Look at that.
Monica, how's the ankle?
It's a bit gross. Why don't you tell them?
After all, it is your ankle.
Yeah. You know what? It's feeling a lot better. Thank you. So listen, why don't you guys sit down and we'll get you some glasses.
Okay.
Stack.
Okay.
I'm thinking, why don't we just tell them who we really are? I mean, it'll be fine. I really think it'll be fine.
It will not be fine. We'll get in trouble.
Come on. Would you stop being such a wuss?
A wuss? Excuse me for living in the real world, okay?
So?
So they still seem normal.
That's because they are.
Okay, but you have to admit that every time we go out with women, we meet at the hospital, it turns you to relax.
They look around. No pagan altars. No piles of bones in the corner. They're fine. Go like this.
I said we are not going to do it.
Okay, listen, she can be such a big baby.
I am not a baby.
You know what?
Every day, you are becoming more and more like your mother.
Hello, here we go.
Hey, this is a great place. How long have you lived here?
Thanks. I've been here about 6 years. And Rachel moved in a few months ago. Yeah. See, I was supposed to get married, but, I left the guy at the altar.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I know it's pretty selfish, but, hey, that's me. Why don't you try the hummus?
So, Monica, what do you do?
I am a chef at a restaurant in town.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it is. Mostly because I get to boss people around, which I just love to do.
This hummus is great.
God bless the chickpea.
Rachel's apartment. Just 1 second. Rachel, it's your dad.
Hi, Dad. No, it's me. Listen, Dad, I can't talk right now. But there's something that I've been meaning to tell you. Excuse me for a second. Remember that? Billy Preston and I had sex on your bed. Why would I sleep with Billy Dreskin? His father tried to put you out of business. Yes. He's got the remote again.
Good. Maybe he can switch it back. Maybe not.
Hello? Yeah. Okay, hold on a second. Let me just check and see if she's here. It's the woman from the admissions office. She said there's a problem with the form. Oh, God.
What do we do?
Find out what they want. Okay, no, you do it. Closet, Mrs. Monica. Yeah? Oh, okay. Yes, we'll be right down. Thank you.
What?
We forgot to sign one of the admissions forms.
Oh, okay, you're right.
You're right. This was just not worth it.
Thank you.
Okay, let me just change.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Trouble?
Well, your sister stood me up the other day.
Oh, no. Don't you hate it when people aren't there for you?
Well, did you try calling her? I've been trying for 2 days. When I called the restaurant, they said she was too busy to talk. I can't believe she's blowing me off.
Hello?
Hey. Oh. You got a minute?
Yeah, I'm just working.
So. Uh-huh. Oh, I got a birthday present.
Oh, wow, you remembered.
Oh, Judy sent some thermos.
Right, like this kind of.
Right.
Oh, I got something for you, too.
How'd you know I was coming?
Twin thing.
Can't believe you did this. So, what's the deal with you and Joey?
Oh, right. He is so great. But that's over.
Does he know?
Who?
Joey.
You know, he's really messy about you.
He is?
What?
You got me.
Right. Excuse me. Doesn't this come with a side salad?
So, are you going to call him?
What, you think he likes me?
No, Joey.
Oh, no, he is so smart. He'll figure it out.
Do you want some chicken?
No, food with a face.
You have not changed.
Yeah, you too.
Hi, remember us?
Yeah, you just told a little while ago about needing a signature on the admissions form.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out we need a whole new one. Because, you see, I put the wrong name again. Because,
you're that stupid.
I am. I'm that stupid.
Yeah, and I'm just going to pay for this with a check.
Well, you know your insurance will cover that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not that bright either.
Worst case scenario, say you never feel like a father.
Mm-hmm.
Say your son never feels connected to you as one. Say all of his relationships are affected by this.
Do you have a point?
You know you think I would. What's up with the simian?
It's just a furball.
Okay, Mr. Isaac.
Yours. I just got 43 points for kidney.
No, you got 0 points for kidney.
Where's my cake? You've got to help me. My monkey swallowed a cake.
You can keep that animal out of here.
You don't understand. The animal hospital is way across town. He's choking. I don't know what else to do.
What's going on?
My cow swallowed a Scrabble tile.
Oh. Excuse me? Is for people.
Lady, he is people. He has a name, okay? He watches Jeopardy. He touches himself when nobody's watching. Please, have a heart.
I'll take a look at it.
Oh, thank you.
Michael.
Rachel.
What? Monica.
Oh, hi.
Nurse, what are you doing here? I've been trying to call you.
Listen,
Oh, no, don't say listen. I know that listen. I said that listen.
I'm sorry.
I don't get it. What happened? What about everything you said under the bridge?
Yeah, you should just forget about what I said under the bridge. I was talking crazy that night. I'm so drunk.
You don't drink.
That's right, I don't. But I was drunk on you.
Nurse.
But okay, yeah, so it's not going to work.
Why? Is it because I'm friends with Phoebe?
If it was, would you stop hanging out with her?
No. No. I couldn't do that.
Then yes, for Phoebe. So, you know, it's either her or me.
Then I'm sorry.
You know, you're going to be really, really hard to get over.
I know. I don't know whether it's just because we're breaking up or what, but you have never looked so beautiful.
Really?
The doctor got the K out. He also found an M and an O.
We think he was trying to spell out monkey.
Well, the doctor says he's going to be fine. He's just sleeping now.
So, you feel like a dad yet?
No. Why?
Hey, come on. You came through. You did what you had to do. He's very dead.
Oh, look, he's waking up.
Aquí está.
¿Y quién te llamó your general self?
Pudo haber sido General Sal.
Mira, mira, viejo de sus haciendo el hula hoop.